Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Adam, and today I am so excited to be catching up with my entertainment idol, fellow Long Islander and Queens girl, actress Nancy McKean, who is about to kick off the return of Michael Griffo's hit off-Broadway play, Pen Pals. Nancy is a mother's gift, went to High School USA and got Poison Ivy with Michael J. Fox, and of course, she continues to teach us about the facts of life. And for those of you who don't know me, my name is Adam Rothenberg, and for the past 16 years, I have been going behind the scenes with artists and celebrities from the world of film, television, theater, and music. With over 2,200 interviews under my belt, I make my guests feel comfortable and at ease, allowing them to talk about life behind the curtain. So without further ado, let's take the good and take the bad and take them both right into this interview. And please welcome back the one, the only, Nancy McKean. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. Wow. So did you have a double latte this morning? Good on you.
Oh my gosh. I am just very excited to be talking to you again and catching up. And one of the things I did just find out about you is something that we have in common. So you were born in Long Island and moved to Queens. I was the opposite. I was born in Queens and moved to Long Island.
Where in Queens were you?
I was born in Bayside, and I lived there till I was one, and then I moved to Long Island.
Okay, so there it continues, because I was born Long Island Jewish, with a in Westbury, and then we moved when I was one to Far Stokes.
Oh my gosh, and I was born at Long Island Jewish as well.
Well, then, you know, like, it's just too special.
It is. Oh my gosh. I love it.
They did well. We're here.
They did. Exactly. Exactly. And now you are coming back into Pen Pals, Michael Griffo's hit off-Broadway play, which you starred in last year in 2024 and in the original New Jersey run of the show. So since you have been with the show for so long, how do you feel this play has elevated you as an actress?
Oh gosh, I think that's on a nightly basis, because live theater is incredible. There's always something new, something that you learn with each performance. And the wonderful thing I'm just loving about doing theater in this process, much like when we shot the show, my original show, Facts, in front of a live audience, the audience energy really does inform you and it informs the pace of the show as well. So it's really this wonderful collaboration with everybody who's coming to see the show, and then what in this case Gail Winar was the original actress in New Jersey, and I got the privilege of doing a couple of special shows with in New York. So the two of us are going to be reunited and together again for this 2-week opening, which it's such my privilege. She's an amazing actress. And I just learned something not only from her, but from this process every day. It's really fun. It's obviously we're doing the same show, whereas on Facts of Life, it was a different show each week in front of an audience. We're doing the exact same show, but it does shift a little bit every performance, you know, because sometimes the audience is really vibrant and there and laughing. Sometimes they're connected more to the emotional aspects of the show. And it's just different every day. So I'm learning something new every single day. And I love that, because there's nothing better, and what a gift to be able to go to work and continue to learn after so many years of being here, being around.
Yes. Well, speaking of that, I did get to see you in Pen Pals during the 2024 run of the show. So how do you feel that experience will now inform acting decisions you make in this run that you weren't aware of initially?
Gosh. Well, it's had time to kind of sit over the last little while and percolate. And so that's always good. It kind of, you know, you kind of inhabit it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And there've been small changes that Michael Griffo, our wonderful author, has made for this run to kind of really lock it in, as it were, to really make that the final the final version, one that, can be licensed, and it could be great in it for theater groups and in small towns. It's a wonderful play that way, and it hits all the right notes for smaller venues. I think it's intimate in that way, but it's just incorporating just a few of the new ideas that he wanted to really hit upon, and kind of getting a new flow with that. That'll be kind of interesting and fun, and hopefully people will like that. So it's just a few things, so a little more historical, just to kind of keep the timeline, which I think is terrific. This friendship took place over 5 decades. He really wanted to touch on some major events that happened over these years and how it affected Bernie and Mags and what their reaction to that might have been, from what happened in the world to their personal story that we're really watching. So I really appreciate that, because it really does open it up a little bit more.
Yes. Well, there's definitely a lot to pull from things that have happened over the past five
Yes,
decades.
absolutely. So you'll see it.
Yes. Now, in the months between productions, what have you missed most about Bernie?
She's just, it's so lovely at this stage to really, I mean this, have the privilege of getting this character that is just so, there's so many levels to her, and Michael really has done a wonderful job capturing so many levels and within his writing. And when you do a performance like this, and it's been over time, much as some of the other characters I've had the grace to portray in my life, you miss them. They become friends, because it's also a part of you. You're the one bringing it to life. So, obviously, if you really connect with the character, it lands somewhere within you, and you do. You miss her when she's gone. It's kind of like a friend going away, and not being able to get in contact for a little while. So,
Now, I have a little bit of a silly question to ask you.
great,
So,
absolutely.
before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes, where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Bearing It All with Call Me Adam. So, as you were saying,
So last night, first of all, I don't know if you're aware, but A Mother's Gift is available on Tubi. And I got to rewatch it last night because I had originally watched it when it, first aired on TV.
you were
So
what, four?
I wish. And there is a scene where your character, Margaret, is writing a letter to her fiance. He went away to medical school. And so I'm just wondering if in preparing for Matt for Bernie, did you think back to that time when you were filming and you were writing those letters and you had to inhabit a similar thing? Because there you were writing a letter to your fiance who went away, and in pen pals you're writing to Mads who's overseas.
I just think you are an incredible human being, because the God's honest truth is, I don't remember too many things about that movie. I haven't seen it or thought about it in a long time, except for the fact that that is the movie I met my husband on. So, you know, we've been together 25 years. We've been married 22 years. So, when I think about that particular film, it really the only thing that it's special because I love my husband and I met him, and he did save my life on that movie. So, you know, that went a long way to you know, securing my feelings for him.
Saving.
I'll tell you the tidbit. So we were in the covered wagon. You know, we had to leave, and we were in the river, and it goes over, and the pearls. Okay, so those costumes, those beautiful costumes, our costume designer wanted to make them very authentic, and so I had on the corset and the bustle. I had about six layers on. Well, I fell over. I went into the water, but the current was very strong. So it soaked my costume and started to drag me down the river. And my husband jumped in and he actually grabbed my hand and stopped me from going any further because no one else came in to save me. And he picked me up and he walked me over actually to my chair with my name on it and sat me down. So there you go. That was a
Oh
little
my.
behind the scenes of Mother's Gift.
Oh my God.
Fun, but it's a nice way to meet your husband.
Yes. I mean, definitely thank God he saved you.
Well, I think so. He's still loving me, so he
Yes. Yeah.
can.
Well, that actually does lead to a question I had for later in the interview, but I'm just going to ask it now because of that scene where, and just so everybody understands, the pearls that are in that luggage that are floating away in the river mean so much to your character because they were given to you by your character's mother. So, do you have something in your life that means so much to you in the same way?
Oh gosh. I do. I have a few things. I try not to make it about things. You know, it's more the moments that you remember that you have in your heart because unfortunately we never know. Things can be lost. We can lose them. They can get taken away. And I try as best as I can not to invest too much in the item. As much as I think it's better to invest in what that represents in your heart and about whomever you shared that remembrance with, you know. I mean, I still do have a few things in my life that are important to me, things that you would grab in case of some sort of disaster, you know, that you really would hope not to lose. But yeah, in the movie, I mean, life was very difficult back, you know. Remember, it's a period piece, so
Yes.
a long time ago, and you weren't going back within an hour to wherever from. So, you know, that was a very special gift from her mother, and it really meant the world to her. So,
Yes, and it had the music in there that was very important to Margaret, your character.
which I did not sing, by the way, that was absolutely not me.
Oh,
Tried, but no, it fortunately didn't work out too well.
I understand. I'm not a singer either, so I would be in the
Very
same boat.
good. Well, we
Yes.
have to do a duet sometime and just play
Yes.
it anyway.
Yes. Bringing things back to pen pals. I recently interviewed Michelle Clooney, who's going to play Bernie in this next rotation of the show. And I would love to get your perspective on this question that I asked her. So, why do you think Bernie is able to share so much with Mags that she isn't able to share with her family and friends?
Well, that is a good question. I think from my perspective, there are people in your life, certain people that have certain qualities, you know, that maybe they're really not definable, but they bring out a side of you and allow you a freedom in a way of non-judgment, of compassion that you're able to be that open with. And also, I think the distance, there's something about writing, you know, for them, obviously, United States to England to the United States, I mean, they would take weeks. So you were able to put something down and then release it. And then, you know, you would have to wait. It wasn't an immediate response like a text or, an email. So there's something about putting your feelings down on a piece of paper and sending them off that there's a beauty to that, that we don't really have that luxury too much anymore. Everything is so immediate and everyone expects a response now. Well, sometimes some thought needs to happen,
Yes.
so yeah.
And sometimes life gets in the way. Like in the show, there was also periods of months where Bernie and Max didn't hear from each other because of life events.
Life events and personal feelings. And again, that time that I'm talking about, so there's a portion in the play where there is that gap, and then Bernie writes a letter because she's actually had time to think about what upset her, and then what was important though about the friendship and making a decision to understand that even though we don't see eye to eye and that we don't agree on this subject, I still love you and you're still important to me. And those feelings are incredible, But again, she takes her time to realize that and to come to those conclusions, and that is an opening up of somebody. And I just think they were able to find a safe space with each other and share. Which is hard to do sometimes with family, I would say it's the same thing as having a therapist. I don't know if anybody has had that experience. There's something about an unemotional third party. When you talk to your friends, your family, they're emotional. They're
Of
on your
course.
side. They love you, so they're reacting with emotion. Whereas if you have, the great gift of having somebody, other to be able to talk to, sometimes they ask you questions that begin you to think in a different way. And, that's why I like therapy.
Yes. That
But
is
they're
very
kind of
well
a
put.
therapy for each other, so.
Yes, they are. They are, which is such a great thing to have
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
them.
So the next duo, so Megan follows is going to be in the, and so do you know that connection?
Yes,
Okay, I thought
that
you would like that.
she played your cousin on Facts of Life
And I
in
worked with her again on a show I did called The Division, and she
Yeah.
was a guest star. So I love her.
Yes.
She is a fantastic actress.
Yes.
So amazing, so beautiful. So I'm very excited to hopefully get to see her again, and I hopefully see her performance because I
Yes.
imagine it will be it's just amazing.
Yes. That is so, I love the connection between you that way. And I mean, The Division, I loved watching it when it was on TV. And I mean, I just have to tell you, my favorite episode was when I believe it was your character's brother was coming out as gay and was the victim of a hate crime on The Division. And that episode has stayed with me all of these years later. It meant
Well,
so much.
it's important that we remember that love is love is love. We just need
Yes.
to have respect and compassion for everybody. You never know what's going on in someone's life. And not to take it in a different direction, that's just
Yes.
what I feel that, we just need to have some compassion and some
Yes.
empathy for everyone and just let everyone be their unique and wonderful selves.
Yes, I 100% agree with that. Okay, so now if you had to choose a pen pal to have between your characters from the Facts of Life, The Division, or Style and Substance, who would you choose to be your pen pal?
So a pen pal for me in
You
real life
as
one of those
Nancy,
characters?
yes.
Oh, goodness. I think I have to go with the OG. I think I'd have to go with a great moment in my life with Joe.
Aw, I love that. So then with that, what do you think would be the first thing you would tell her in your first pen pal letter to her?
Gosh, I don't know. I think the lines are very blurred there. One thing that I share with that character that for me is one of my biggest blessings in life was I got to meet an actor named Alex Rocco, and he was Joe's dad. And in real life, he kind of became a dad to me as well in my life. For many years, he was just such an important figure in my world. And unfortunately, he passed a few years back, and I love him madly still to this day. I'm so grateful for his friendship, and I loved the relationship that Joe and her dad had on, they worked through it. If you remember, their first meeting was him in prison and through a glass, and then they worked to have this relationship. And so I think it might be something related to our dads, if you will.
Oh, that's beautiful. There were a few things that came up for me during a mother's gift last night that I w would love to play with too, to find out a little bit more about you. So in the movie, there's a scene you go with your husband to you're going to basically a new land, and you kind of have to leave behind some of your hopes and dreams. So ha your character had to leave behind some of her hopes and dreams. So has there ever been a time when you had to leave behind some of your hopes and dreams to pursue something different or new?
Well, I don't think so. I think they come with you. I think unless it's a something, specific that can't move, I think that you have to kind of carry those things along with you. We don't always get, what we want in the way that we think that it should arrive. We have to be open enough, I think, to meet it as it is going to come to you in whatever form that is, which sometimes is very difficult because you can get stuck on something specific. But if you sometimes can just take a step back and realize, wait a minute, a hope or a dream was love, and I do have love in my life. I have chosen family. I have beautiful friends. I have the love of reading, the love of going to plays. Greet it and meet it where it is and where it's showing up in your life, rather than being so specific. And for me, I love chosen family, your friends that you choose and people who come into your life unexpectedly. And like I had kind of mentioned earlier, Alex Rocco was like a dad to me as well, and that was unexpected and so beautiful. Sometimes it just takes us a moment to allow it to be in our lives differently than as we pictured.
And has there ever been a time in your career when you had to pivot from acting?
Not pivot. I decided to take kind of a little break because I wanted to raise my kids and be with them. I waited a long time to have a family, and I was, it's such a gift to be able to be with your kids. It was truly a gift. And so I took that time away. I've been just incredibly fortunate enough to make a living as an actor my whole life, and I'm grateful every day for that. But I didn't want to not be present for them because I really wanted to have kids and be a mom. And so I wanted to step back. When you're an actor, it's a lot about you. And with kids, it's got to be a lot about them. So I'm grateful that I was able to. I know that is a privilege, and I'm grateful that I was able to have those moments away to be able to be fully present. I realize that is a gift, so I don't take it for granted at all.
And for somebody else out there who had to take a step back from, let's say, from their career too, what was it like to then come back to the world of acting?
Well, the world is a very different place. I guess when I stepped away, there was no social media, and now there is. That's a change. I think be kind with yourself and be patient, and just understand that you will never miss out on anything that's meant to be yours. It will find you somehow, some way, and sometimes we just have to breathe and have some patience. I've had to do a lot of breathing and a lot of patience, and that's okay. That's good.
Well, I am going to start wrapping things up because we do have to go. So when you stepped away from acting to raise your kids, coming back now, Do you feel that time away has made you choose roles differently or audition for projects differently than maybe when you were first in your career?
Oh, definitely. I think that as we grow and as we mature and as we age, your life experiences definitely inform you in all kinds of different ways, than 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. And that's wonderful because I think you just have more to bring to whatever hopefully comes your way. You have a lot more in the tank, and you have to do that since we are kind of mirroring world and people. You need to have all of these different experiences in your tool bag to be able to understand and to take from. So feel very grateful that, throughout I've been able to kind of have these characters where they grew me, and hopefully I grew them as we went along. And it's very special to be able to do that, and I'm grateful for it.
Well, we are very grateful that you took the time out of your busy schedule to come and talk to me again today. Thank you so much. I want to remind everybody watching and listening, Nancy will be kicking off and starring in Pen Pals from August 15th through the 30th at the Darryl Roth DR2 Theater right here in New York City. I will have the ticket link on callmeadam.com. And I am just so grateful for your time today, Nancy, and thank you for wanting to talk to me again.
Oh, you're a doll. Thanks so much, Adam. I really appreciate you, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. See you
Okay, take care.
soon.
Bye-bye.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. Adam lives for the business of show. Callmeadam.com.